Hi, this is Pat Lynch on Speak Up at Women's Radio, and we are delighted to be a media partner once again for the Nevada Women's Expo, which will take place on March the 31st and April the 1st here in Reno at the Reno Sparks Convention Center in beautiful Reno, Nevada. Their keynote speaker is my guest today, who is none other than the actress who played the mom in E.T., Dee Wallace. Dee is not just known as one of Hollywood's most successful working actresses, having appeared in more than 85 films, but she is also a globally recognized spiritual teacher and healer. She has CDs, DVDs, and has written 3 books, including Conscious Creation, The Big E, Everything is Energy, and Bright Light, Spiritual Lessons from a Life in Acting. Indeed, join Speak Up to talk more about how she began the journey down her own spiritual path, as well as what she'll be speaking about at the Nevada Women's Expo. It's my great pleasure and honor to welcome Dee Wallace to Women's Radio. Hi, Dee.
Hello, beautiful.
It's so nice to have you here.
It's so nice to be here.
Well, I feel like I'm especially honored because I don't see how, in making 85 films and all the other things that I see that you've done, how in the world did you even think about looking for a spiritual path? Why in the world pulled you down a spiritual path?
Well, I dropped to my knees one night in despair and said, I don't want to be this way anymore. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be a victim. I want my light back, and I want a way we can heal ourselves. And literally, almost instantaneously, the messages started coming. And I never quite got the power of ask and you receive.
Until that very moment. Apparently, one day that happened for you.
Well, it was. And 15 years later, the answer is very clear. We heal ourselves by taking responsibility for ourselves and joyously directing our own energy, which most people are allowing to happen to them unconsciously, but definitely not consciously creating their lives.
I think that's such an important statement, and it's everything I'm reading about. In fact, I just had a good friend and a great author, John Renish, and his book title is The Great Growing Up, and it really is all about learning to take personal responsibility, and a lot of which can be fun. I think people tend to think of a person holding their nose taking responsibility as like taking medicine, you know, but it's really not that way.
Well, it can't be that way. And again, who's at choice about that? You are. So, you know, joy and happiness, the world responds. If you just would be joyful and happy, you really wouldn't have to do anything else. But we are keep waiting, as the song says, we're waiting for the world to happen, right, so that we can have a reason to be joyful and happy.
Yes.
And we have to be joyful and happy and say, I am going to do some tough love with me, joyfully and happily, because I know that's how I get the reality that I want to create.
Indeed. And the more we take our own power back to ourselves, the more wonderful world we can create.
Well, yeah, because whomever hurt us and whatever they did to us, you know, it's done. They can't take it back. It's already happened. They're not going to give you your freedom back. You are the only one that can create your freedom. So as long as we're pointing the fingers at everybody else, we keep creating ourselves having more desperate lives. I just did quite an amazing teleseminar on forgiveness. And it shifted me, I think, more dramatically than anything else I've done in the last 5 years. The first thing that came through the channel when we started the teleseminar is forgiveness is an old idea. And we all kind of stopped and we went, what? I mean, forgiveness has been a cornerstone of healing forever.
Yes.
So if we don't forgive, what do? And it was so in our faces, so plainly there. And it was just love. If you just love them, there's nothing to forgive. If you just love, then you've let everything go. You don't have to dredge up what happened or who did it or why you should forgive them or any of that old playing out of stuff that we've done in therapy forever that we know doesn't work. Just love. It's so simple. Just choose to love them. But then, of course, you know, that brings in the ego, and I hesitate to jump to the next question, and who's in charge of our ego? We are. So if we don't want our ego to keep us from just loving the very people that we think we have to forgive so that we can be free and go on to create our life, then I get in touch and in control of my ego and say, you know what, I'm the boss here. You're not, I am. You're my ego, dude. So move over and back off.
So how would you describe the ego to a person who's just coming to, let's say, their first workshop with you? How would you explain to this person what an ego is and how they can look at it?
Well, the first word I'm being given is scapegoat. We use our ego as a scapegoat for everything.
That's really a great answer.
And
when we can't take responsibility.
Exactly. I don't get into my head. I just go into the channel. And I always get an amazing answer that makes so much sense. So I do take responsibility for the fact that it is my channel. It is the channel. It's everybody's channel. But I'm asking. So you have to ask if you're going to receive. So our ego is something that we've been taught will protect us from being too powerful, which of course is a falsehood, because really powerful spiritual people changed the world. Mother Teresa was powerful. Gandhi was powerful. Christ was powerful. They weren't some namby-pambies walking around going, well, I'm really meek and I'm afraid to speak up for myself, and I'm afraid to have followers, and I can't really claim that I know that I'm speaking the truth. And that we have to let go of, because we're supposed to be powerful. And in the forgiveness teleseminar that I taught, one of the great things that came out was, you know, the meek shall inherit the earth, but they'll never inherit heaven on earth. Because you have to be a powerful spiritual person to create heaven while you're in embodiment.
How did you get this understanding?
I hear it. I get up every morning and I go, my intention today, my direction of my energy today, you can use either one, as long as you understand what your intention is, being a direction, is to serve in the highest way possible with the highest knowledge from the most unlimited possibilities with the highest understanding possible. Allow me to serve myself, the others, and the world in this way.
Well,
and then I get out of the way and listen. And, you know, so much of it is trust. Sure, did I walk through 3 years of doubting, and every time I doubted, I didn't get the answer. In the past, while I was refining this work and learning to trust myself and the information I was hearing, I would go back and check. Well, now they're taking that away from me. They're going, you know, dude, really, you've been doing this for 18 years now. And if you have to keep checking, that means you're doubting.
Mm.
So as soon as we question, that really says, okay, well, I'm going to bring in doubt. Because what we're trained to do is go to our mental minds. And what our minds are created to do is to question, to doubt, to go, gee, let me test this out. Could I possibly be right? Let me look at all the ramifications. Well, creation's pretty much sunk. You know, you've flushed it down the toilet by the time you've gone through all your mental questionings about all of it. So I stay in trust, and I listen, and I hear. And I know, you see, I've worked with it for so long that now I know that what I hear is always the truth. Sometimes, usually I get the highest understanding right away. Sometimes I go, you know, I am claiming more clarity around this. I don't ever say I don't know, because that's a direction that you're giving yourself, isn't it?
Mm.
So I love Ramtha's White Book. I don't necessarily go along with all Jay-Z Knight's work. I want to state that clearly. But Ramtha, the White Book, is one of my, well, Bibles. And Ramtha says in there, the biggest bastardization that a woman or a man can proclaim is, I don't know. Because you are giving yourself a direction then not to know.
Well, Dee, you're absolutely our kind of person. I tell you what, whether it's just putting us on a spiritual path or even in business or in any area of life, the things that you're saying are the things that will move us forward to having a happier life, a more productive life.
And I'm the living proof of it, guys. Many people look at me and go, well, she's a movie star. She must have everything. Well, it's not true. I don't have everything, and now I do, whether I have the stuff or not. I definitely have all of the creation at my fingertips, and when I consciously use what I know, my life remains created in a joyous, happy, and pretty effortless place. So,
isn't that what life is all about?
Absolutely. Isn't that what we all want?
Absolutely.
I mean, if we could live in bliss and harmony and peace and balance.
Is there anything else?
Seriously. Whether you've got the stuff or not, if you're in that experience, you see, the stuff usually comes. I'm just finishing my fourth book, which is called Getting Stuff, Musings on How To. And, of course, getting stuff is about creating you. Because once you create you, you get the stuff. But it's not about getting the stuff. It's about creating you.
It certainly is. And then I think also serving others, and you're certainly serving others. And we're so excited. You're going to be serving a lot of women at the Nevada Women's Expo.
Well, you know, I've been there once before. It's such an amazing weekend. So much love, so much divine feminine energy flying around, you guys. You know, I couldn't wait to come back.
Well, that's going to be so much fun. I'll be there. I can't wait to meet you in person and hear your talk there. If everyone got a taste of the ice cream cone today, then I think we're going to get the whole ice cream cone when you come. So
that's my intention, baby.